The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey, Paige.
I'm Paige, and we begin with real estate. Something very interesting. What you can buy now. And somebody just paid $800 for a 5,000 square foot piece of underwater land in San Francisco.
Oh, okay.
And so the realtors are calling it, quote, a unique opportunity for creative ownership.
Wonder if it's got, well, somebody would have already, there's no like new wealth to be found. I was thinking like, what is there, maybe like a water source there? Because like, you know, that's something that
there is.
The elite are definitely investing in is water, which is so strange. But like Bill Gates owns the water rights for several cities in California. Explain that one to me. How do you own the water rights? And why would you want them, Bill Gates?
Plus, you want to sell them to Tom Selleck?
He might buy them. If he can keep it sanitary, that would be great.
It's just
preservation.
It's just odd, right?
But,
you know,
I don't know.
It's like those, remember that one beach? Like, they woke up and some developer had come in and stole their beach. They'd sucked up all the sand off of it. That's incredible,
that
man.
You could even sell that to somebody.
You dredged it.
I mean, like, who is that to sell?
I would have
who
a...
Who is you?
Who is you?
What's wrong with that dollar?
I'd build myself a boathouse out there on my land that I spent whatever $800 for.
Boathousing.
Boathousing development.
Okay, like a... if you have a marina... You make a dock.
I name it Dan.
Oh, that would be good. So you have a dock. So you have slips off the dock. So you could charge for each of those slips, I guess.
Yeah.
Like a little space.
It's your land.
But it's not your water. It's real weird how that works.
You don't own the... see, that's something interesting that Trump just put in. I got a burp.
That was good. That was a good one.
I do a good dinosaur. So...
That's where he tucks it to the back.
Yeah,
and
that's
walks
interesting.
Back.
Trump did this thing where, I never realized. Anyway, he took the border of America on the eastern seaboard and pushed it out into the ocean further.
I saw that. If we're talking about the same thing,
yeah, where it's now like, but maritime law, but not.
Yeah, remember when we were on a boat, and it's different once you get out to sea with what you can
well,
have.
Well, yeah, international waters.
Yeah.
But this is saying, like, you're now in our territory because we own the ocean floor.
But the wall only went out so far where you could easily swim around and go to our country.
Yeah. I mean, so, are immigrants coming in submarines now? Like, are we going to build a wall under the ocean?
It makes you wonder if eminent domain is going to keep getting bigger and bigger.
I absolutely think so.
And wider.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
scary that,
it is very
that they
scary.
Can take over your place.
I remember I think it was Cedar Lane Road that happened
what
back in
this?
The 80s where they just people's front yards were
cutting them in half.
They doubled the lane size, took their front yard. So like you would almost open your door and walk out in the traffic.
Either you sell it or you have to live like it.
Yeah.
Well, they had to have more space for the drive-in that showed pornos after midnight.
God bless. God.
They shine the lights out.
They put the lights out, but boy, you could catch a glimpse of a nipple every once in a while. And they'd be like bad, bad movies.
Really? In this town, they would do that.
Oh, yeah.
Cedar Lane Road, right there below Tabernacle.
Now I think it's apartments now or houses or something.
Oh, sure.
Like everything is out there.
Yeah. God
bless. When you get past the Capri side of Berea, like they're really building it up.
The Capri side of Berea.
By the bottom of the hill.
Oh, yeah. They're building it up?
Oh, yeah. All the new stuff out there.
Oh.
Near the LDS church.
Near the first Walmart in Greenville?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. What's in there now?
I think it's a supermercado.
Right there beside that Wendy's across the street. We'd stop at that Wendy's after we left roller skating on Saturday mornings.
Cedar Lane.
Yeah, hell yeah, boy. My daddy'd get two cups of chili.
Man, the old bowling alley's a club now.
I'd stop and get some Pepto as well. The old bowling alley is what?
It's a club. I can't pronounce it, but it's got a VIP entrance and the whole deal.
Beside the bingo hall. Yep. That used to be a bilo. That was the buy low that they had an armed security guard in, set up here in the crow's nest.
I remember that.
Nobody shoplifted.
Attention shoppers.
No.
We're about to snipe whoever's an owl, too.
Right? Wow. This store never got robbed, man. Mm-hmm. Like, that guy was up there, like a uniformed officer with a shotgun sitting there in the crow's nest in the grocery store.
That's how you do it.
I know. Like, I always made sure, like, I never had grocery store feet. I always made sure I had my shoes on because that's one of the things. No shoes, no shirt, no service.
Yeah. You're
like, I don't
want
to get shot if I go in there barefoot.
You're too scared to go in there.
Not going to steal the cow off that
I
roof.
Never took Brotch's candy from that location.
But you did have
you
the little hack.
Did you ever steal it?
I had the hack, yeah. I'd drop a penny in instead of a quarter. Or sometimes I'd just thump it.
As long as you heard it ting.
I just go, whoop. Oh, yeah, there was my nickel I just put in there.
Leave so me hang those. On now. Yeah, you took five caramel pieces.
Big bins of candy back in the day.
I like the caramel, and I like that vanilla nougat that had the little gel.
The colored
pieces.
Ones.
Yeah. Well, let's not say colored, Paige. Let's say multicolored.
I think it was pink or purple, the wrapper was.
Yeah.
Or the cherries. The I guess it was like blow pop gum, maybe.
God, yes.
But it was just cherries.
They don't trust people anymore.
What happened to Bratches?
And I'm the reason why, probably. I put him under.
Made him go bang.
We'd have made it if it wasn't for that Harris boy.
I love this. You guys are standing wrong. It's Brock's, and they're spinning it like Brock Lesnar.
Come on.
We know.
Why don't you come up here and get you a good noogie?
Spelling bee champion.
Unless you're in Chattanooga, we'll come to you.
That's right, with your Tennessee toothpicks.
That's
that what Scott Hall had in his mouth every time he
came? Oh, yeah. No.
He had a coon penis in his mouth.
And he'd flick it at you.
There you go. Like you. Well, David Letterman was those, or were those pencils he was throwing at the camera? Who knows? Might have been whalebone. Paige, you were saying?
I was saying that one of the fastest growing cities in America is close to us is actually Charlotte, North Carolina.
Oh, really? Gas House, shout out.
We love city. We love big cities. We love big cities. We like little cities too, but the big cities we really love.
I like natural cities.
We don't like lopsided cities.
No.
Nope.
You know, Paige, no two cities are the same size.
So you say.
Hey, it's according to maps. I figured out the secret is if I get 8 hours of sleep, I'm good.
Yeah, but how hard is that to get?
Well, I mean, it ain't easy, but like I'm refreshed and wonderful.
And you can
today.
Just go to sleep, like fall asleep.
No, I can. I still have to ambient it up. But
see,
I was going to ask.
I took it a little earlier.
Okay, like 5 o'clock.
No,
but it doesn't make you groggy in the morning.
I mean, no. Okay. I come in like meatloaf.
Mm-hmm. Bad out of
let me sleep on. We even like mixed cities. We like mixed cities.
Oh, man.
There's some other ones.
Yeah, so according to Axis, they are reporting that Charlotte is number one. Barreling towards 1 million people, and the city is uniting behind the common phrase, no more, we're full.
Hey, you stole that from me.
Yes, no
everybody's
more.
Saying it.
I said it first.
So how many people have moved there? Like, according to this, these facts, Charlotte added well over 20,000 people between 2024 and 2025, more than any other city in the country.
So think about, there's roughly 350 million people in America. And
which is hard to believe.
And 1 million of them are in Charlotte.
Yeah, so.
God. Bless. I mean, that's...
When are we due for another census? I want some, like, you know, fresh tallies.
We got taste, smell, hearing.
Yeah.
Feeling.
What are those?
So,
we don't know.
The suburb, Fort Mill, South Carolina, jumped to 6.8%. And it's only 20 miles from uptown Charlotte.
What about Waxhaw?
Why, Indian Trail? That's what it's called?
That's what it's called. It really is. Lake Norman?
I love cities that hang and makes no sense, but I still
I
like
thought them. Greenville was popping.
Well, it's the fastest growing city in the state, but the state itself is supposed to be the fastest growing state in the whole country. South Carolina.
South Carolina. God, get the, you know what? Put the information out that Greenville doesn't want out. Like, we are number one in the state now in radon. How about that? It was Columbia, but now it's us.
I think I read 25 people a day were moving to Greenville County. I think that's what they said. That could have changed.
And where, see, what are they doing for a living? What's the, what? Because I know so many people that are losing their jobs here. I don't know how they're bringing
they're
it in.
They're coming to build data centers. I don't know.
We even like just, young cities. We like young cities and little cities too.
Not too young.
Not too young of a city. You have to be around for a little bit, but we do love young cities.
I mean, we have the
be
car
founded
plant.
At least 25 years ago. Oh, that's awful.
Few other places to work, but what's really the industry here?
I don't know. And it's like when people, you know, say that they came here for like a work event, or they came here on vacation, yeah. Which is also very strange, and they just fell in love with the city.
Because it used to be textiles.
Be charming. I'm not saying it's not charming anymore, but that charm is very tarnished because that southern kind of
iced tea and
like
a good smile.
That smile is going away because all the traffic and all the raising of prices. Like, I should be able to go to downtown Greenville and not pay $20 for a cocktail.
And back in the day,
$20. I know they can be $16, $18, but a median price of $20.
You're going to pay half that to park.
People would wave at their neighbors and they would let you merge into traffic. Not now.
No, you used to stop for funeral processions.
Yeah.
Now, I saw a damn fire truck. Is that what they're called? Fire truck. ambulance. A fire truck the other day, like literally having to lay on the horn because the person would not move over. And guess what? They had earbuds in.
Come on, man.
I'm like, God bless. Somebody's going to die because your ass listening to Drake. Or whoever. They look Canadian.
All right. Well, I'm Paige. Those are your Ice Guys headlines.
We love $20 cocktails. Hold the tail.
It's all about the views. When we come back, best damn audio. We've got some stuff for you. I'm going to tell you right now, not all mine's funny. And they don't have to be. One of mine's pretty gripping, kind of. It's got something to do with data centers.
Oh, no.
It's very, very shocking.
I got a guy who might make you not want to eat chicken wings ever again.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We'll call him the Whistler.
Whistler?
Yeah, it'd be pretty obvious when you hear him talk about these chicken wings.
Oh, he whistles when he talks.
Oh, yeah.
I thought he was a painter who did portraits of his mother.
And that the Wisconsin Whistler or whatever was the raccoon gimmick. God, you do that so well.
God, is that your Tom Brokaw?
We're coming off.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best. The best damn audio.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Best you damn son of audio. A bitch.
It's like America's Funniest Home Videos, except we're on the radio, and that's that. Well,
we could post, I guess, so you could see it that way, but you just have to go off the audio.
Yes, and that's the way it works on the show. If you have a good video I was telling Fatboy a couple of these I'd find them and I have some collaborators on a couple of these that I need to say thank you to. But
I got one of those later too.
I will listen to it. Mm-hmm. I'll watch it and then I will listen to it with my eyes closed and I'm like, does it give me the same reaction? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's a good idea because you are in radio.
Well, I was driving, though, is when I was doing this, and I ended up on the side of 29 Woodhampton. No, I never prep for the show. But if if you got a video that made you laugh in public like a freaking idiot, we want to see it. We want to listen to it. You can DM or tag us. Fatboy is at Fatboy933. That is Fat with an F, Boy with a B, 933.
That's it. And Matt Man is at OMAFFEW.
Matthew. All right.
It's like his dad used to call him.
Paige, you're involved in one of these. Not your voice, but a question that I'll need to ask you. But in this first one, do you remember the Montel Williams show?
Mm-hmm.
Montel Williams show. It's like Springer Light. You know, it'd get controversial on there.
He used to date Kamala.
Yes, he did.
It was around the same time.
I'm glad you mentioned that. With it being radio, I have to point out a couple things here. Montel, he's still alive. Oh, is a black guy.
I think I don't know if he is.
I was thinking he had MS or something, right? It's like those sex allegations. You don't know. It's
second page.
She's already on the job.
I don't want to turn around.
But
do what?
Montel Williams.
And when my mom would tell a story, she would say, I went to the doctor today and I was leaving and this Mexican lady put, I was like, why'd you need to tell me her ethnicity, you know? But in this case, I do because it kind of translates the story a little bit better. Paige, what's that answer?
He had MS.
He did pass.
No, as far as I know.
He still has it. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, so they don't know if he's alive or not.
No, he's still alive as far as I know.
The year was 92. I was a junior in high school.
So did you look it up or not?
He guessed.
I just looked it up that he has MS.
But is he alive?
Yes.
Okay. He's alive and has MS.
Getting an answer out of this woman's like pulling Tennessee toothpicks.
Well, you got to listen.
Ooh.
God.
Listen, I'm trying to tell you about Montel
Microaggressions.
Williams, a man with MS and dated Kamala Harris.
And he was bald.
A little bit.
He's doing a show about a certain anniversary of the Holocaust. And a fellow black man stands up in his audience to ask, or not really ask a question, but to make this point. And I am shocked as the world that this aired on TV. You can tell they're quickly taking it to break as soon as he starts talking. But the fact that this got on TV is quite, quite shocking.
Of age. At that time, my whole family's wiped out.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yes. The Holocaust is big business because Germany so far has given the Jews, I think, at least $200 billion. So it's big business. And some of you are still getting $1,000 a month. And a lot of people don't know this. And then people don't realize who brought the slaves to America. They were Jewish ships.
Stinger break. Why did everybody start clapping?
I don't know.
That's odd.
As soon as he said Jewish ships, everybody started clapping. Like they were cute.
Maybe
almost.
They're big fans. I don't know. It was just so odd that made it on TV.
How would he know that back then? When that kind of information was hard to get. If it's true, I don't know.
It's, how does information go and go away? Like stuff that doesn't get, I mean, look at the Bible, 1400s, they decided part of it was coming out and they canonized, left part of it out. So, did he know that at the time? I don't know.
Are you sure that wasn't Fritz Hollings?
It sounded just
like it. That's why crazy. I wanted to point out like that this was a black man asking this of a black man on his show about the Holocaust. So I thought it was quite shocking that was being talked about on television and taped. It wasn't live, so
he was not expecting that.
No, boy, that is. He took it to break fast.
Can we go back to this guy again? Can we just one more time?
Is that guy still alive?
Is he still here? Give him a shirt.
This guy, the Whistler, we'll call him, is a big fan of Zaxby's. But he might make you not want to eat chicken wings ever again.
Oh.
Or he might turn you on. I don't know. But he, not only is he a Whistler, but he's a little dirty back there.
Oh. Guys. I went up there to the local Zaxby's for lunch. And buddy, I didn't realize you got to get buck naked to eat one of them kicking chicken sandwiches. Between the sauce and the sweat, buddy, I done ruined my white t-shirt. I got sauce everywhere, just up behind my damn ears. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and they gave me every napkin in the restaurant. But guys, I done pulled out my billfold, had sauce all over my singles somehow. I'm fixing to have to go rinse. I feel like I got some that traveled down to my ass crack. Anyhow, guys, y'all holler at me. I'll get back with you once I get cleaned up. And I might need me a gal that knows how to get some stains out. So, guys, in the meantime, y'all take care. Bye-bye.
Change the battery in that fire alarm, too, by the way.
It sounds like he ate a parakeet.
It sounds, God, it's like a parakeet and a fire alarm that the battery's going dead.
I can't.
Somebody change. I can't even do it. I can't even whistle.
I can't do it.
Change the battery.
Is he doing, like, is that just like a real guy and he just does like a
yeah, that's just the way he talks and he's got the camera like right up on his face.
Like, the S's, he had a hard time with that.
Down to my crack. God, yeah, it's so piercing, too.
Very piercing. Like the pagoda. Wow. Fat boy, I said I was going to ask Paige this question. Paige, yep. Let's say that Trixie 4, The Return of Ghost Horror, is coming out in theaters. Yeah. That's the working title.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, you've heard of Ghost Dad. Say hello to Ghost Horror. Paige, the movie's coming out. You're on York Carolina, and they're asking you questions. And they do that weird question where they say, hey, when it comes to food, what's your favorite dish? What would you say?
Oh, boy. Lasagna.
Lasagna.
Are you? I swear to God, I was just about to say 2 pounds of lasagna.
2 pounds?
So I'll say 2 pounds of steak.
That'd cost about $80 at Caprice.
I think
Caprice.
That's probably the only thing.
If you wear Caprice, 2 Caprices. Helpful.
She says lasagna. Fat boy, not an actor, but what's your favorite dish?
I'll say steak.
Here's what Demi Lovato said.
And your favorite dish?
My favorite dish? I like mugs because they're very comfortable in your hand and they hold the hot things that you don't have to touch. So, coffee or hot tea.
You dumbass, if she wasn't hot as
my
hell.
My God. I mean, my Lord.
God.
This is a woman who said she was an alien for some time. It's a woman who said that she was pan or asexual, whatever.
Yeah, she couldn't figure it out. She's one of those.
One of that kind of thing.
But she was incorrect. I think she should have said cup.
Oh.
But you see, you hear
that's
that.
That's like what you'd like to take off male strippers.
You look at her and you're like, hey, hang on a second. I might be able to put up with this for a little bit.
Dead behind the eyes, but what a body.
Yeah, God.
You kind of need a little bit of both, right?
A little mix.
Yeah. At first, I was like, she's singing about the root beer. But when she went on to talk about, because you can hold hot things, like coffee or tea.
That would be a mug.
You big Demi.
But we're all about the food today, right?
All about it, always.
Mm-hmm. These two guys go to the store. And one guy, I guess he stole a pizza, but you won't believe where he pulled it out from.
When I come out the damn store, right, this motherfucker right here done pulled out of, man, we sit down inside the car and everything.
Yeah.
I said, Payday, I think I just want to chill right here for a moment. He pulls out a pizza. Out of his f***ing pocket.
Pulls pizza out of my pocket.
I looked over there, I said, where the hell you get the damn pizza from, man?
I was hungry. man.
I said, I don't even think I want you right here no more.
Now, these are two skinny, methed out white kids in the trailer talking about going to the...
You know what? Okay. God.
Yeah.
Man. Matt. See, that's why things like that are interesting. Because in my mind, this was like...
Yeah, me too, till I saw it. And I'm like,
this is like Rollo and Grady from Sanford and Son sitting around talking about, dipping at the convenience store, grabbing some, ganking some food.
Was the pizza still in the box?
I don't know. See, he's talking about pulling it out of his pocket. Did he roll it up? Was it a Totino's?
Like, was it a personal pan or was it like a freaking like tombstone?
It might have been a pan.
I'm thinking it's frozen.
It's some big ass pockets.
I pulled it out of my nuts, dog.
You ain't even got on carpenter pants. How'd you get all that down
Jesus.
In there?
Oh,
that's why the pants are sagging in the back. They have a pizza down their butt.
Your ass smell like pepperoni. I'll finish with this one real quick. So this guy goes into a store. And he's obviously messing with the manager, but he tries to sneak in, calling the guy an MF-er. Well, he gets away with it for a second, but then the guy catches on to him, and then he gets kicked out of the store. So does he stop saying it?
No.
He doubles down on it and keeps going.
Excuse me, motherfucker. One question. So you done messing around on that computer? Because I was trying to get your help. You were playing games on the computer, and
I wasn't playing no games, and don't call me a motherfucker. Listen. I'm not your
Listen, motherfucker, there's one question. Dude, no, I just had a question.
Get the out of my store.
Dude, no, I was just asking
hey, get the at you.
out of here. I was no just one ask, talks to me like
no,
that.
No, I was that's just
a bitch like you.
That's just how I talk. No, I was just saying like I asked him.
He said, "Get out. Let's
sir,
go."
I'm leaving.
Go.
What is your problem? I asked him a simple question. Do you even know what happened?
I don't care what happened.
Well, you can't just get up in my face and I'm leaving. I'm allowed to ask a question. You realize that, right?
God, and see, like if that was like Balin from Balin Out Loud, like you know,
wind it up.
The way she talks,
she can't help it. Allegedly,
right? Oh, allegedly.
When is you think she's ever gonna you know venture over to the OF side of
what the is business? OF stand? Oh, OnlyFans.
Yeah, start dropping those links because
that used to mean Odd Future.
She has enormous jugs.
Yeah. Well, let's hope not. You
just
know?
Sitting there.
She's
not doing anything with him.
She's the wife of military personnel.
He'll probably get on there with her.
Something else I learned today. Soldiers are military personnel, and a coon penis is called a baculum.
And a Tennessee toothpick.
You are well Tennessee educated. Toothpick.
I have a journal. I'm going to release it later this year. All right. You want a break?
We'll take a break right here.
Okay. When we come back... This again, they're not all going to be funny. I do have two that are quite funny, but this first one that we'll kick off with when we come back is pretty shocking, and I ain't even trying to get everybody all doomsday feeling or whatever, but it's pretty shocking when it comes to surveillance. Good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rule
every morning
with Batman.
If you don't smile right now,
Bat Boy.
Oh, how big she is now.
And Paige.
I'm making yourself happy.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys morning show.
The best.
The best.
The best. Best. Best.
You dirty.
Best.
You.
Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn.
Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Well, I remember what you're talking about now.
Paige just asked. How long do I have? And I was like, she looks at me and I'm like, I don't know. Ask him. Yeah. And he's like, you got 3 minutes.
Guess
and then
what?
As soon as the door closed, he's like, it's 30 seconds.
You know,
that wasn't mean. I had to wipe super fast now.
You see what she's wearing today?
Yeah, she's wearing like a Seth Rollins shirt. Like it's.
Look at those pants.
Whoa!
Look, she got them leopard drawers on.
That's her thing now. Like, she's got to have on something leopard. I like it.
I love leopards.
I love leopards. I pronounce it leopards. How you think?
That's how I thought it was.
All right, best damn audio. Again, if you've got some audio that, or, you know, in this case, a video, and you want to send it to us, we're doing the Lord's work here. You can at least send us some material. You can DM or tag me, at O-Matthew, O-H-M-A-F-F-E-W, O-Matthew.
You can tag me at Fatboy933. Like I spell it for you?
Fatboy933.
With a Y.
All right, so... We've talked about this before on the show. I've mentioned it several times, and that is the Tennessee toothpick. No, just kidding. The flock cameras, the digital license plate readers, that they're there to read license plates, to catch speeders, to catch people who don't pay the tolls at the toll bridges and all this stuff.
Yeah, criminals.
Criminals, of course. You're asking, well, who has them? Well, real quick, Greenville operates a heavy network of dozens of flock cameras. Spartanburg, Anderson, and Greenville, or Greer, pardon, Columbia and Lexington. TKK uses them as a virtual gate at city entrances to monitor traffic coming in from Charlotte. Charleston, Myrtle Beach, Mount Pleasant, Atlanta, Charlotte, certainly, and cities like Memphis and Nashville, extensive flock camera portals.
So it's going around the South.
It is going around the South. Dateline, not the show, but like Dateline, Cobb County, Georgia.
Oh.
And this town hall city council meeting.
Oh. Hello. Want to make sure I'm not sick. I just talk a lot and I have lost my voice, but as you'll hear, timing matters. So I want to make sure that I still speak today. My name is Taylor and I spoke here last month to discuss my concern regarding the county's partnership with Flock Safety. But I first really do want to thank Chairman Lisa Cupid for opening up a space to allow me to speak with Chief Farrell. It helps me try to remain confident that you all do not want to intentionally share this data out. But I do want to continue to speak on the record on why you have been sold a lie. While the community continues to be told this is just a license plate reader, the contract paints a different story. This contract includes video feeds, not just plate numbers, AI analytics, and the ability to add cameras and devices over time. This is not a fixed tool. This is infrastructure that is designed to grow. We are told that the data is deleted after 30 days, but as of a couple weeks ago, Flock Safety updated their terms and conditions that state the customer, which is again Cobb County Police Department, grants Flock a perpetual, irrevocable worldwide license to use customer data to provide services to improve its products. Perpetual, for the record, means forever, and irrevocable means it cannot be withdrawn. This license does not expire when the contract ends. So while Cobb PD may only have access to that data for 30 days, Flock retains the right to use that data indefinitely. Every second that these cameras operate, more data is generated under that license. And I think we can even see that with the Guthrie case, where she didn't purchase the Ring part subscription to have her data stored, and yet they were able to still pull that data. It's a little concerning. And this really matters when you look at the future of this company. Flock Safety holds a patent describing the ability to search video using characteristics such as gender, clothing, body type, gait, and race and ethnicity. Whether those features are deployed today or not, the platform is built to evolve. This isn't about stolen cars or some means of solving crimes. I'm not questioning, you know, if the tool works. My question is, are we comfortable giving permanent data rights to a private company who is funded by Peter Thiel, works and integrates with Palantir, and calls concerned citizens like myself domestic terrorists? Or even when city councils have been able to cancel these contracts, Flock Safety has been known many times to add those cameras back without city approval. So again, I'm asking the question, are we comfortable giving permanent data rights to a private company before we have fully evaluated those long-term consequences? I urge you to please reconsider whether these terms reflect the caution of our community deserves, especially in a political climate like we are in today. I know I probably have a few more seconds left. You know, I'm a product manager. I work with data all the time, and I'm constantly in trainings of how we should be thinking about how we give our data. And the data that we're really talking about is everyone in this room.
They cut her off.
I'm glad. Sorry, I meant to have that even shorter than that was.
The contract.
That's communism right there, my friend.
Well, the contract never ends, and they're talking about using it in perpetuity.
Internationally, too. Like, that's an American company.
Who would agree to that?
Because they come in to these under... It's my opinion. They come into these understaffed police departments where they have a huge population and not that many people in the job because they've cut budgets. And, you know, like, for instance, Greer. I don't know a single Greer cop. I'm saying this on my own accord. The radius they have to cover is incredible.
Especially sure. Sunnyside.
The space, the large amount. So it's like, hey, we can help you out with these cameras. You know, you will retain this information for 30 days, but they get it forever and keep it. And it's not only they can sell it. It's something as white cars are more popular now than black cars, according to all this. But it's information that they're using to sell. And again, it may catch a criminal here and there, but it's also like it's using like X-ray to like yeah. they showed on YouTube a car going down the road, and they used one of those things, those Flock cameras. And granted, there's four levels of them. Some are as crappy as like an old bank. Surveillance cameras, yeah. Kind of
grainy.
But some of them are impeccably clear. And they instantly said what the license plate number was, the person, the owner of the car, their address, where they worked, how many people were in the car, how much they weighed, and the resting heart rate. How much they weighed, their height, and their resting heart rate. So they can determine if they're excited or exhilarated or nervous or like. Man, that's effed up.
How the hell do you even measure that?
But sonic waves, like they're saying with the Wi-Fi waves now, like, you know, we were talking about that off the air about how people can...
It's like...
It bounces off of stuff, and they can use it and reverse it against you.
I'm trying to think of the title of the book that we read in high school. That
1984?
Yes. That's what I was thinking of. 1980. It's 1984. Yeah. You have no privacy.
We're watching Obey.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what it is.
Yeah, that's that. God, is that it, really?
Yeah, we ran out of time. Like, the fact that they could, you know.
I hate that we ended on that one.
Yeah, but I mean, look, that's stuff that makes you think, right? I don't know how that's enforceable after a contract that they're just going to keep footage of, I guess, which would be public places.
Well, you know, I mean, there is that thing about, like, if you're in public, you know, you can be videoed.
That's where it gets dirty, too, when they put that little, this is ours forever.
Yeah.
Now you see people on the news, they'll blur the face or just film them from the dong down, if you will.
Well, like when, especially when they're talking about fat people, like people being overweight, they'll show like a bunch of heavy set people walking down the road, but from like the chest down only. It's like, look, yeah, I look recognize that big old butt right there. What's up, Tina? What are you doing?
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys rule.